9th of April 2019, Tuesday of the fifth week of Lent, Numbers 21:4-9. They left Mount Hor by the road to the sea of Suf to skirt round Edom. On the way the people lost patience. They spoke against God and against Moses. Why did you bring us out of Egypt to die in the desert? For there is neither food nor water here. We are sick of this meagre diet. At this God sent fiery serpents among the people. Their bite brought death to many in Israel. The people came and said to Moses, "We have sinned by speaking against Yahweh and against you. Intercede for us with Yahweh to save us from these serpents." Moses interceded for the people, and Yahweh replied, "Make a fiery serpent and raise it as a standard. Anyone who is beaten and looks at it will survive." Moses then made a serpent out of bronze and raised it as a standard, and anyone who was bitten by a serpent and looked at the bronze serpent survived. Today we are listening to the temptation of the Israelites to lose patience, to lose the courage, and with a terrible consequence and rebellion against the Lord. We have to learn that if we lose courage and patience, it's not only a little thing of our soul and we can have it and after a while it disappeared. No. It can lead to these consequences we heard through the biblical report. To lose the courage, to lose the patience, I don't speak of a strong depression, is darkening our soul and is minimizing our trust to God. It comes often because we are disappointed in different ways, and this will take away our inner power. It can happen very easy if we only work out of our own power and want to change something and it's not working. Or when we expect something from human beings or even from God and it doesn't happen. So the losing of courage is going back to ourselves and we are going to lose hope. It's a pity that often we do not understand where the real reasons are for such losing courage, and that the circumstances are not by God and the human beings, it coming from a false attitude of ourselves. So let us look to the biblical example of today. As we know, God heard the prayers of the people, and they were saved out of the hand of the Pharaoh and all the suppression. And we know that now he was supplying his people directly. But as we see, the people were not content. They were missing their normal eating. And now the longing for the eating and nourishment was so strong that the big deeds of God were going in the background. Or even maybe they forget it. So we learn a little bit about the principle, how this loss of courage is coming, this lust of patience. and how it can grow. We don't remember the deeds of the Lord, and we are just only concentrated to the situation of now, which is threatening in any circumstances and will take us away from faith and trust. With this kind of reflections, we can see how a spiritual therapy would take place, because we have to see this loss of courage is like a temptation which want to irritate the soul. And we can also think that the devil behind wants to use the situation for himself to bring us, in the worst case, in despair or in rebellion against God. Therefore, we had to fight at once against our thoughts and feelings, which are robbing us the courage to resist against it and to renew the trust to God. This happened through the prayer and through the vocation of the Holy Spirit, through the sacraments we receive with consciousness, and through the meditation of the biblical words which are talking about the love and all what God is doing, and other spiritual measures, and what would be helpful also to resist the spirit of evil. And with this spiritual measures, we have to connect that we need a clear decision of our will not to follow this bad invitation of losing courage. And we have to look what it really is from the spiritual point of view. It's a lie. And if we believe this lie, it will grow. And this situation is, from the point of faith, not real. As long as we live, there is no situation which has no way, even if it looks like this. This is teaching us our faith, because the goodness and the mightiness of God will always help us, even then when all seems to be dark. When we look back to the words of the Bible, we see that there was a penitence of the people and the prayer to God. Now God offered the solution of the situation with this bronze snake. And we know that was like something for the future also, when we look to our Lord who is crucified for us. And all people can come in which situation they are, and in which despair maybe they are, or lack of courage, lack of hope. He called them all into the kingdom of our Father, and that they can live in the light of the Lord, and they will be with him in all eternity.
Today's communion verse is a part of Psalm 25. O God of Israel, redeem me out of all my troubles.
A te, Domine, levavi anima mia. Deus meus in te confido, non erubescas.